All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Homar, and this is Mr. Josh Darnes. Today, we are going to talk about burnout. Let's talk about it, because this is important. I feel like a lot of times we get so caught up on technicalities of corporate life, Josh, and we get caught up so much on, you know, the numbers, the X's, the O's, the profit and loss, you know what I'm saying? The, North Star driven quotas and different things. But we don't realize that us as the individuals are the ones that are important to get all these metrics hit, right? But we end up putting so much pressure on ourselves and so much intensity within the effort that we're giving towards the ultimate goal or whatever that may be for your particular firm or your organization. And we don't realize we're getting to a point of burnout, right? Until it hits us in the face. And what does this look like? Burnout for a lot of us, especially when you're stressed out, because what Josh and I have talked about recently about the layoffs that have been happening this past year. We're in the middle right now of this particular airing of this episode, you know, middle of third quarter. So you have a lot of things going on third quarter wise, people trying to, you know, hit that fourth quarter strong, right? Especially if it's fiscal year, getting ready to wrap up here soon. So people are not paying attention to their health and to themselves enough, and they get hit in the face. By either, you know, it looks like getting dizzy in a meeting and you're like, I've been going to these meetings. I have these Zoom calls every morning. And why am I feeling a little dizzy? Right. Something as simple as that. Right, Josh. Going home from work, I had to pull over because I just felt so tired and exhausted. And, you know, I had to take a nap. Never had to do that. I've been doing this now for, you know, the past 6 years and I never had to do that. Right. That's a quick example of you're probably getting burnt out. Forgetting things, right? Things that you normally are, you know, spot on with, right? Whether it's picking up the kids, whether it's, you know, whatever the responsibilities at the job, you know, you forget, right? That type of thing. Go ahead, Jay. I know you got something you want to say on it.
You know, it's fun. It's funny to me that we brought this up today, because I've been really thinking. I mean, I'm kind of in that boat. You're describing me in a sense, because I'm like, God, why am I so tired today? Why? I can't believe I forgot that. I didn't send that email correctly. Or, oh my gosh, I needed to get this done an hour ago. And I think as you're saying this, I'm like, yeah, I did that. But what I'm thinking is, remember I said this in a few podcasts, being in the moment? Like, yes. I think as people, we're just so focused on everything at once. You know, what we got to do at lunch, what we got to do after work, where our kids are at, who we got to pick up, we got to get this done, what we're doing for dinner, that we're never really in the moment of what we're currently doing, because we have so much going on. You're driving to work, you're mentally already at work, and you're already complaining about what you have to do. And then you're complaining that you have to leave at lunch and go get this done and sit here and do this and this. And we're just, as humans, you know, we got to get it done, but we got to slow down. So it's just funny. I felt like this week has been a lot of that. You know, I went through this job transformation and a lot of different things, and I had some things going on over the last few weeks. It's just, it's funny when you, as you say this, I'm just relating to it. And I think it's just because we're never truly in the moment of what we're currently doing.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. I would also venture to say that we also are a little too invested in the, I mean, how do I put it, guys? Not so much the wrong thing, but it is the wrong thing. If the priority becomes the job and the responsibilities and the work, and you negate you and you neglect you. This is important because you have to understand, taking care of you allows for these things to get done and get done at a, Josh and I have talked about plenty of times, a sustained level of excellence, right? That's what we're all shooting for. We're not shooting for, you know, this continual ebb and flow, because technology is moving too fast. AI is coming on board, which we've talked about, right? Your job might be on, you know, the chopping block, and you're concerned about, you know, making sure your upline see, you know, or you're at a startup and you want to make sure, you know, the CEOs and the board see everything you're doing. But if you neglect and negate the fact that you have to be whole and you have to be alert, you have to be completely there, then you're going to miss the boat and you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out. So I want to make sure we understand what signs of burnout are. And then in a minute here, we're going to talk about how you can address this and how I know Josh has done some, you know, he just talked about how this past week has been busy for him. But I know he has some tools in place. That's why he doesn't get overwhelmed and get burned out. Right. And so do I. So I just want to make sure we're clear on, first off, what does burnout look like? Because a lot of times we skip past it until, like I said, we get hit in the face. And hit in the face a lot of times could be ulcers. It can be, like I said, you're passing out at, you know, or you're getting dizzy at work. And these might be subtle to you, but these are serious. Because what this means is your body's not getting rest. This means you're not allowing your brain to decompress properly when you're away from work. Like Josh said, you're not fully present because you're thinking, like he said, and he's absolutely correct. You're thinking about the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, and you're not allowing yourself at any point to shift that and cut that off. Especially, you know, now that we have so much technology at our hands with the iPhone and with, you know, iPads and laptops. At night, you're watching Netflix, you know, trying to, you know, cuddle up with the wife or, you know, or the husband, and you're still trying to get the next meet, you know, email sent out for, you know, the next day, the next job responsibilities. You're also trying to align the schedule for the kids as far as who's going to pick up whom, right? And so you don't shut off and you end up getting to bed at like 12:30, 1 o'clock, but you're not sleeping until say 2. So you don't hit that REM sleep, right? Your alarm goes off at 6. You get up and you have 5.5 hours worth of sleep, right? That you really didn't get good sleep. And now you're right back at the rat race again and you're putting coffee on top of that, right? So now your cortisol levels are shot through the roof and they never get a chance to balance. And then you wonder why you feel on edge, why you feel nervous. And you go to your doctors and they say, your blood pressure is too high. Or, you know, you're like, I didn't even realize that, right? And then that's when we get hit in the face. And what we want to make sure we're aware of, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why Josh and I started this podcast is because we want to have real conversations to help you get to your North Star. And then, like we said before, sustain the high level of excellence that you're looking for, beyond being, you know, picked up by the company the right way to your resumes, beyond being, you know, having the proper certifications, right? Go ahead, Jan, you got something you want to say?
No, and I think this goes into a lot of discussions we've had offline and stuff like that. I used to be the employee that I was at work 15 minutes early. You know, I stayed there. I didn't go to lunch. If I did go to lunch, it was like very, very, like I was so by the book on everything. And times have changed a lot. You know, it's what I've learned over the past is, you know, back in the day, everybody really kind of hated their job. Oh, I got to go do the 9 to 5. And things have changed a lot. You know, you got a lot of companies that are more family oriented. They're more aligned with you having some time off. You know, with us working remote, we tend to take on a little bit more outside of work, probably more than we should. But the biggest thing I've learned over the last year is if you're not truly happy internally with you, you're going to struggle with a lot of these things. You know, mm-hmm. You should be happy at your job. And that's where, you know, we come into play where we can help you to find that career and that balance, or we can help you to get into a new position. We can help balance that out. But making sure everything else just falls in line, it will get done. You got to slow down. Trust me, I'm the worst one that out there when it comes to driving. I'm like, okay, I got 3 minutes to get to the store. No, you don't. You've got longer than that. It's, you know, it's not going to take time. And I just feel like I'm a prime candidate for this that needs to take its own advice and really to listen, because having true within happiness and not letting yourself get burnt out allows you to do a lot more things more efficiently and better, and kind of opens up your view, you know?
You're so right. You're so right. So he kind of jumped into how you can handle the burnout once you're aware of what burnout might look like from what I've already explained. So he's right. Being happy within yourself. But how do you cultivate that when lately, like you said, for the past, you know, 16, 18, 19 months, you've been just on go mode, right? You've been, I got to get the kids. I got to do this. How do you cultivate that? Because it sounds good. Like you said, Josh, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. A lot of companies now have been more, you know, vocal about, you know, taking care of you first and the family, you know, all that. But the issue is there's a dichotomy and the quagmire turns out to be that the companies are saying this, but then the employees are not able to implement this because they're still focused on, I want to grow the corporate, or I want to climb the corporate ladder. In order for me to do that, I have to be, like you said, you were that employee that was there 15 minutes early, right? A lot of employees are doing that within the work, right? They're giving so much more, right? Whether it's, you know, they're at home working or not, especially if you're at home working, because the metrics are not really showing, okay, you being at home, are you really putting in the work, you know, that we need done in order for us to hit our, you know, our goals, right? So you start doing more. That being said, you're still missing the techniques or the tools necessary to be able to learn how to be happy with oneself while going through this process. So let's talk about what does that look like, because this is one thing that thankfully I've been able to truly implement over my past 20 plus years of being in business. And it starts with having a routine. And Josh and I have talked about this in other episodes. We've even put this in our course for you guys, you know, with him helping you get a job in less than 3 weeks. We allude to this in that you have to get a routine, right? And your routine, whatever works for you, but you still need to have something that you can go to for your safety net. You've heard when you get on flights, they say, put your mask on first, right? And it's a reason why they say that. They say, they don't tell you reach over to your son or your daughter, you know, and put it on the mask, come down, right? They say, put your mask on first so you can be fully capable at that point to be able to breathe and then put everything on, you know, or handle everything around you properly, right? So for you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're trying to figure out how to get that happiness, you don't know, you have to get a routine. What does your routine look like? Maybe starting off earlier in the morning. If you're not an early morning person, because you know, Josh, I know you've heard this before from people. I'm not an early riser, right?
Yeah.
This is true. But what you have to think about is the same way you discipline yourself for your job position or your role or your title. There's certain things that you don't necessarily do, but because the title demands that you have to be able to learn or adapt and assimilate into that role, right? You add things in order to be successful in that role, right? So I want you to think about that same thing with your routine. If we're saying to you, your time is tight throughout the day, maybe it's better for you to get up a little bit earlier, whether it's 15, 20 minutes. Nobody's saying a full hour, right? So if it's normal, you get up at 6 and you feel rushed, maybe get up at 5:30 or 5:45 so you can get that few minutes of you time. Does that make sense what I'm saying? What do you think about that, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. Nope, I agree.
Because this is important, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot continue to burn on all cylinders and think you're going to be successful or sustain that success. It never works. In 2024, now soon to be 2025, while we're airing this, we've got enough books out there. We got enough conversation, you know, enough people talking about, you know, the growth and the physiology of the body, the mental health and all this other stuff, right? So if you've learned and watched, there's no way for you to keep burning the candles on all ends and thinking that you're going to be the outlier. It's like, it's almost like in sports, right, Jay? Like, you know, it's the reason why Father Time always wins with Brady, soon to be LeBron. You know, like, it's nice to see them push, right? Because they did great, but it's still, you're not going to play until you're 45 or 50. It's just not, you know, 50 years old, right? It's just not going to happen. Brady, you know, did his thing, but it's just not going to happen because there's certain fundamental truths, okay? So if we want to combat that and we don't want to have burnout and we don't want to, you know, look up one day and realize we ran ourselves into the ground, it's better for you now to figure out how to implement a routine. Like I said, if it's getting up a little bit early, 10 to 15 minutes, that's it, earlier. Now, this also means that you might have to go to bed earlier. What you'll find, though, the same way you do with your business career and you do in the corporation, when you add the little changes that are going to help the metrics grow, right? And initially, there's going to be a little resistance, right? You tell the employees they got to change, and they're like, well, we used to do it this way, right? And they're like, well, this is what we figured from, you know, R&D, that this will be better for us, and we have to implement it. Over the course of a few weeks, months, there's a little resistance, but then you start to see the change that you want, and then things get better, right? It's the same thing with you. If you start implementing it, it's going to be a little rough for the first few weeks, you know, because you're not used to getting up 10, 15 minutes earlier. But in that, you'll start to be able to, whether it's meditate, pray, whatever your thing is, do that. Because now you're decompressing and giving to yourself, and you watch how that sets your day off a little better, and it starts to develop a routine so you can do what Josh said, which is find happiness and peace within yourself. All right. It doesn't have to be this grandiose, you know, like I said, 45 minutes. If I'm used to get up at 6, I'm going to get up at 4:15. No, I'm not saying that. Right. But I am saying discipline yourself because you're worth it. If you understand the value of you and the importance of you being where you need to be, then everything else around you will be better. What's your thoughts on what I'm saying about that, Jay?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot of things that we can do better, you know, and so here recently, my daughter's, you know, started back in school. And with school starting, I had to figure out how to juggle everything around. So now I get myself up instead of, so I have her at school. I used to be like 7:55 because I'd barely roll out of bed, throw my shoes on and take her. Well, now I'm like, you know what? That's not really working because by the time I drop her off, I'm still exhausted. I get home, like it just didn't start my day right. So now I'm making myself get up at 7:20 in the morning. Time to brush my teeth, wash my face, you know, put, and then I go to the, instead of coming back home and going back to sleep like I used to for an hour, mm-hmm. Now I go to the gym and get my cardio out of the way. Now it's allowing me to wake up and then I'm refreshed. I come home. I drink. The first thing I do is start drinking water, get myself replenished. And I've noticed my day, I'm a lot more productive. I'm getting a lot more done. I'm a lot more aware. And it's just now I've made the small tweaks. Before, it's like I'd wake up, I was sluggish, I had to get going. So I wasn't starting my day till like 11 o'clock. Now my day, I'm ready to go at 8 o'clock. And so I too have been trying to change things around to make sure I had efficient enough time for the day, but that way I can operate better, mentally clear.
It's that part right there. He can operate better, and he does operate better. But you notice what he does, ladies and gentlemen. Not only did he shift his time earlier, but then he does some activity that allows him to allow for the physiology, the cortisol levels, you know, his endorphins to be exercised in a proper way by physically being active, going to do his cardio. You said you added that in, right, Jay, to your morning routine now?
40 minutes on the stairs every single morning.
And ladies and gentlemen, you may not be a gym person. That's fine. But do not let that be the excuse as to why you can't do activity. You can do Pilates, mat Pilates in the house. You can, you know, do some calisthenics within your living room. If you have an apartment, you know, a two-bedroom apartment or condo you live in, you can create this space to do some kind of activity to allow for your body to feel like you're giving to itself. And that's what he does. That's why his days are better. He and I are both on the same page. Mine is a little more extreme because I've just learned that this is what works for me. Mine is the 4 a.m. wake up when I have to shift. It is a 3:45 a.m. get up. But I also take myself to sleep at night to where either I'm in the bed at 9 o'clock. And if I really need to make that shift where I'm doing the 3:45s, I'll be in the bed by 8:30. Now, let me say this. This has been years of training myself to be able to do these things, right? I shut off the computer and I shut off the TV at a certain time, no matter what's going on. Sometimes Jay will call me or I'll, you know, and I'm like, I can't talk to him right now. I don't answer because again, I've learned, you know, not unless it's just death. And if it is death, but the person's already dead, so I can't really make the change. And I hate to be that extreme, but I've learned to be that extreme to a certain degree because this is what allows me to be at my best. So therefore, when I meet with Jay or I'm meeting with my daughter or I'm talking to, you know, my partner and she and I, you know, have conflict that we need to resolve, I'm more clear minded. Right. And at the same time, trying to resolve that conflict, trying to build, you know, businesses and talk to people in different countries and different time zones, which we all have to do if we're at, you know, a point of really building our careers. Right. But you want to have that even keel, that stoicism between each activity to where it's not taking so much out of you more than what it potentially can. And this is what leads to burnout. Does that make sense what I'm saying, Jay?
Yep, am I absolutely making sense with that?
So his example was absolutely perfect timing because it is true. When you give to yourself and you develop that routine, preferably waking up a little bit early, preferably, because the reality is, especially he and I both have kids. Well, him plural, me one, and she's in college now, thank goodness. But when you have that in your life where you have an element of being a provider and a caregiver, and you're nine to fiver, or you are a working person, whatever you might, entrepreneur, however you want to call yourself, you're an earner. There is time that has to be given. And a lot of times there's more time that has to be taken from you that you're not prepared for. And that's when people get stuck, right? You know what I'm talking about, Josh? Like you said, when you got to pick up your daughter sooner than what you thought because something happened at school, you know, she started her period, right? Or whatever it might be, right? And she, you know, didn't have her tampons. You got to go, which I've had that happen, right? And I'm in the middle of like, I got this meeting schedule and I got to get over, you know, get across town, right? These are the things that people get stressed out about, want to pull their hair out. But at the end of the day, this is life. And at a certain point, either you're going to keep letting life dictate to you or you're going to create the lifestyle that you want within the elements that are going to be constantly changing, right? So it's better for you. This is why I say in any book you may read that has worth its salt on successful, and I throw a quote success because it depends on what you think is success. But for the most part, people who have seemed to have mastered the balancing act of provider, earner, you know, leader in certain role and parent, right? And have a certain quality of health to go along with that. And I know we've missed that over the years, but to have that last part is a very crucial part. But if you listen to them, they talk about how the day starting off is the most vital to them, whether it is 10 minutes or 45 minutes. When I told you about my 4 o'clock wake up, I get a 30-minute window to where I'm able to get myself up, meditate, and then get into, you know, just setting my day as far as checking over my schedule. 5 o'clock, I'm at the gym. So I have a 45-minute, 60-minute window to take care of me fully. Does that make sense? So therefore, whatever comes up throughout the day, you know, whether I'm flying to, you know, meet Josh in Arizona, or if I'm taking a flight to Colombia, or I'm taking a flight to Rio de Janeiro, whatever it might be, I'm able to now, and then I have to make phone calls or emails, send out different things, talk to my accountant, talk to, you know, people who have messed up a certain, you know, business deal. It doesn't throw me off because I've taken care of my center myself. All right. So this is why I'm so important for routine to be in place. So therefore, like Josh alluded to, and like he said, your internal happiness can be there no matter what. And that is the stoicism that we want to build a foundation on. So therefore, whatever the ebb and flow, because it's going to be ebb and flow, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be variables you cannot control, because that's life. It doesn't throw you off so tough, and it doesn't get to a point where all of a sudden this burnout thing is happening to you. And then you're like, where did this come from? Yep. Right. Go ahead, Jay. Sorry. I know I was on my soapbox.
No, you're good. I like you said, man, I think it's really important for us to decompose, just decompress, just breathe a little bit and just understand that you're going to get it done, you know, and you've got to account for variable change throughout the day, you know, because it's funny, as I had that happen with my daughter years ago, where I'm like, oh, I got to get to school. You know, things come up and you've got to be able to switch, but you still have to get things done. Like, I know I have to get my cardio done in the morning. I have to take my daughter to school. I have set meetings with my job. I've got to make sure I'm on time. They're already set. Monday, I've got three. I know I've got to make sure I get those. So I already have things on my calendar that I have to do every day. I have to pick my daughter up at 3:30. I have to pick my other daughter up at 3:45. I have to get home for 4 o'clock. Like, I have. So we all have that, but you got to be able to get everything done and still have time for yourself.
Right. Right. And I love that, Jay. You're absolutely correct. I mean, and you know, what I always say to colleagues or people who I'm having discussion with that seem to be at a place of fret, worry, that burnout. And please hear me on this, because I know it sounds like I'm a little callous at times, but I'm like, get over yourself. You know, Jay, it's like in 2024, you're not the only MF-er doing multiple things. You know what I'm saying? And I think so often we get so caught up in our woe is me, our you don't have it like me mentality. You know, you're not doing what I got to do. And it's like, no, if you are living this life, especially here in the Western culture, and you are, you know, somewhat educated, you know, you don't necessarily have to be collegiately educated, but you can, you know, you know, you're somewhat educated. You're 9 times out of 10 juggling 30 things at one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just are. So for you to feel like you get a pass, or you need to express the fact that it's just so much, it's just so much. To me, it's like, well, what are you doing to manage that so much? Not even manage, but to, like we said before, put it in its proper place. So therefore you don't get so overwhelmed. You don't have to feel like you have the right to voice it, but not deal with it the right way. It's kind of like a good manager, you know, or a good boss doesn't have to talk about the stresses that are. He's aware, she's aware of what's at stake, right? But what makes her or him an excellent, you know, manager, excellent boss, excellent leader, is one that never brings that out, but also infuses a certain level of strategy and empowerment to the team to be able to accomplish, even going through the ups and downs that are in front of them. Right, Jay? So me saying that, I feel like we have to, as individuals, act just like that quality, you know, leader, that quality manager, that quality boss. We have to act that same way with the same mentality when it comes down to our daily activity and our daily responsibilities.
Yes, but if that entitlement thing we talked about, remember? Don't be so entitled to think that you're over anybody else. We're all the same. We all have stuff going on. Like, big, small, or indifferent, right, wrong, or indifferent, we all have stuff going on. So,
exactly, brother. Exactly. And that's what I love about people like you and I, who, you know, especially you, because I mean, we talk offline, and I know that you made those changes, you know what I'm saying? And I know what the workload has been like for you, you know, being an excellent father, you know, excellent, you know, role model within the house, but you still put in the effort to do the right things as best you can. Now, you're not perfect. No one is. And please understand, by us talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, we're not saying be perfect. What we're trying to say is burnout can happen and it will happen if you're not doing the things that are proper for you to take care of you. And what we want to make sure is that you understand, how do you do that? What does burnout look like? Because some of you are going, a lot of you are actually going through that right now and not knowing that you're going through burnout. So we want to make sure we make it aware to you, but then also to give you something that will help you start to take care of that, which is understanding your value, understanding the importance of you putting your mask on first. And then how do you do that? By creating a routine. It's going to take work. This is where they say nobody's going to come save you. But discipline is not a punishment, right? You've heard that said before, I'm sure. Discipline is not a punishment. You probably tell your kids that, right? But you have to be a do as I do, not do as I say. So if you discipline yourself to, if your time is too maxed at this particular juncture, like we talked about, like Josh already gave you an example of his day. He's shifted to waking up a little bit earlier. Then he implements a certain, he already worked out. He could still stay with the workout in the evening, but he's like, look, let me put my cardio in the morning time. And he's told you, he feels better. He's a lot more ready, a lot more alert. We can't save you, but we can give you the understanding of, this is what you can do to catch yourself before it gets too bad. Don't wait before you get for the doctor or before you're passed out because you blacked out at work, you know, and then you had the emergency team come and get you and you like, where am I? You know what I'm saying? I had to get the smelling salt, right? Don't wait for those moments. Don't wait for the moment when you forgot to pick up a child at daycare, right? Because you just completely forgot because you want to go so much. That is an example of burnout. You know, don't let it be a situation where you forgot to, you know, put, what do we have the other day with the codes with the Microsoft situation?
CrowdStrike stuff.
Yeah, don't let it be a situation where your job responsibility, you forget to do the codes properly and then you shut down airlines, banks, and everything else, right? That's burnout. I'm laughing about it to be funny, but it's fact. It's what happens, right?
So don't wait. Fast.
Yes, yes. Don't wait for these big moments, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you chime in, listen to us, for one, but then you take what we're saying, and because we're just like you. We have to schedule, he and I, you know, to get this shot. We have so many different things, you know, between him and different time zone, me and different time zone, but we do it. But when we're here, we're able to be fully here because we do take care of ourselves and we do decompress and we give ourselves time to nurture ourselves. So therefore, when it's time for the responsibilities at hand, we're able to show up fully, fully present for those moments. Like he said, be fully present for those moments. And then when the other ones come, we can be fully present for those as well. All right. So. Jay, anything you want to say to wrap it up, bro? I know I did a lot of talking. I'm sorry, guys, but I just want to get that out.
Oh, that's it. I think it went great. I think it's important for people to take care of themselves. So, and again, you can like, subscribe, tell your friends about us. You can always go to our website, schedule some time with us. And we're even willing to talk about this kind of stuff with you. You know, we come from a fitness background, so we've got a really good vision of what you can and to do to make some improvements. And also, we can talk about your current employment, new employment, old employment, all kinds of stuff. So head over to our website, check us out. And thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Decompress. Don't get burnt out. All right. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Bye, guys.